去。
Let us make disciples through generations.
下面我们要一同来读经，先读中文，再读英文。
Let's read this passage from our scripture.
请弟兄姊妹在主面前再一次肃立。
Please rise.
诗篇第二篇一到六节，外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说我已经立我的君在西安我的圣山上了。 Now let's read in English together. Psalm chapter 2 verse 1 through 6. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take a counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. Please be seated.大家请坐，愿神赐福每一位攻读他话语的人。今天我们要思想的经文是在诗篇第二篇。
Today the passage we'll be reflecting on is Psalm 2.
我们是临时更改了这个主日正道的题目和经文。
Just changed the sermon title for this week.
为什么呢？
Why?
大家知道刚过的这个周末是非常特别的周末，在我们的信仰当中是无比的重要。
We know this past weekend, this past Sunday is actually was one of the, was the most important day in our Christian belief.
我们纪念受难日，我们一同来庆祝复活节。
Remember Good Friday, we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord.
在我们 CCMC, 一共有七位弟兄姊妹受洗归入主名。
We have a total of seven brothers and sisters who have been baptized last Sunday.
在普世的众教会当中，在上个主日，不知道有多少人受洗归入主名。
Last Sunday, through the entire world, we know there will be many brothers and sisters who have been baptized.
复活节是何等神圣、美好的日子。
Easter Sunday is a holy day. It's a day of celebration.
但是
But,
在刚过的这样一个周末发生一件很特别的事情。
Also something else happened last Sunday.
我们知道从2009年开始啊 ,3 月31号这样一个被神所创造的日子。
You know that starting 2009, a day that God has made, March 31st, it was first disgraced as transgender day of visibility.
首次被贬为叫做变性人可见日。那这样一个不敬虔的行为在2021年被美国总统拜登推动并再次确认。
In 2021, this godless action was promoted and reconfirmed by the US President Joe Biden.
然后在今年的3月29日受难日的当天。
This year, March 29, 2024, on Friday, the Good Friday, Biden administration blatantly insisted proclaiming this year's March 31st as the Transgender Day of Visibility.
拜登总统公然坚持宣布今年的3月31日复活节当天为变性人可见日。
President Biden proclaimed this year's March 31st as the Transgender Day of Visibility.
这是对我们基督教一年当中最神圣的复活节主日的亵渎。
This is blasphemy against the Easter, the most holy day of Christian in the entire year.
为什么复活节对我们是如此的重要？对每一个人是如此的重要？
Why is Easter Sunday so important for all of our believers and for everyone?
纪念我们主和救主耶稣基督的复活。
To celebrate the resurrections of our Lord.
宣告的十字架战胜罪恶。生命战胜死亡，希望战胜绝望，光明战胜了黑暗。
It proclaims the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and proclaims the victory of the cross over sin, life over death, hope over despair, and light over darkness.
这是一个充满了喜乐和荣耀的日子，我们为基督胜过罪恶与死亡的权势而欢欣鼓舞。
It is a day of joy and glory as we rejoice in the resurrection of Christ over the power of sin and death.
但是何等不幸，在 In God We Trust 美国居然发生这样的事情。
Unfortunately, in the United States, the country proclaimed that In God We Trust, this thing happened.
居然由美国的总统以官方声明的形式来宣告这样一个不敬虔的日子，而且居然这位的总统事后还否认，虽然他签的这个声明还摆在白宫的网站上面。
Well, unfortunately, our president has proclaimed this day, and as a transgender day of visibility, and he also denied even after the declaration was still on the White House website.
在刚过去这个礼拜，由基要福音派传道人联盟和生命季刊发起，那么有8000位生活在美国世界各地的华人的牧师传道基督徒联署来严正声明谴责拜登总统的这个决定。
Well, this past week initiated by the Fundamental Evangelical Ministers Alliance and Christian Life Quarterly, 8,000 Chinese pastors and Christians living in the United States and around the world signed a solemn statement.
我们呼吁拜登总统悔改，我们也已经把大家的联名信送达了白宫。
I have a joint letter to call for President Biden to repent and also have sent this letter to the White House.
那么这也是在美国的历史上，我们华人啊，特别是华人基督徒第一次这样联合的发出如此的声音，向政府呼吁，也表明了我们联合起来的一个信仰的力量。
This is the first time in the history of the United States that our Chinese Christians that have unified in voice to represent to send this voice to the White House to call for their action.
人常常说，华人在美国好像是没有地位，不被重视。
Many people say the Chinese in the United States are not being respected.
我们只顾自己的家庭、生意等等，不关注公共生活。
We only care about our own work and our personal life, and we don't care so much about the societal and social actions.
但这一次实在是忍无可忍。
But this time we cannot tolerate this anymore.
我们在公义当中，当然也在主的爱中来发出这样的声音和呼唤。
We cry out in our Lord's justice and His love.
有的人说啊，那去有一个这个变性人可见日啊，那在复活节这一天也去对他们引起关注啊，去关心他们关怀他们。这不是也挺好吗？
Some people may say that why this is not okay that on Easter Sunday that to call for the visibility of the transgender population.
我们在这里首先要宣布声明的一点，就是我们效法主耶稣基督，爱这个世界上的每一个人，我们也从来不会歧视任何一个人。
First, we need to proclaim that we follow our Lord Jesus' example that we love everyone on this world, and we would not discriminate anyone.
但是如果您去看拜登总统他所签的这一份的声明，你就知道他的背后的动机和立场是什么。
But when we see the declaration signed by President Biden, that we see what's the motive behind all this.
就像这个同性恋啊、LGBTQ 他们讲的这个 Gay Pride 同性恋骄傲日、骄傲月的那个动机是一样的。
Similar motive as the Pride Month from the LGBTQ community.
是宣扬说我这样是正常的，我这样是美好的。
Proclaiming this is good and this is beautiful.
甚至我们知道当今的政府啊，一些走极端政策的州的政府，他们用公家的钱啊，用政府的钱去帮助人，鼓励人去变性，做变性的手术。
But today's world, we know there's many state government who have using the public funds to encourage people to take on surgery of transgender surgeries.
甚至以所谓不要歧视为名啊，在很小的幼童、小学生啊啊，小学孩子当中，在那里鼓励变性，甚至不能够去告诉他的父母。
Even the under the disguise of non-discrimination, they also encourage students from elementary schools to change their genders without telling their parents.
这完全是违背天理人伦。公序良俗。
This is a violation of our Lord's justice and the worldly justice too.
甚至在一些的单位啊，政府或者私营的部门，或者是学校当中。
In many corporations and schools.
我们很多的基督徒都面临这样的压力啊，你要去公开讲出来。你本来就是个男的，但是你还要讲出来说你称呼我是 he 还是 she。
So, we're under the pressure as Christians to not only have to, and be under the kind of pressure, but also have to call the pronouns of the person, even though they may be he, then they would prefer to be called she.
还不单是男的他、女的他，还有其他各种称呼的方法，甚至用 they 啊去称呼一个单数的一个人，我实在不知道。现在这个社会已经病到什么样子了？
There are many different pronouns, and you know whether it's he or she, or sometimes even use they to represent. So I don't know how to call that in today's world.
这是在鼓励去破坏神所创造的男女这样的秩序。
This is trying to destroy the order that our Lord had created between the two genders, male and female.
我们知道今天在这样一个日益堕落的社会当中，有一些人他们有这样一种的性别上面啊，或多或少的这样一些的混乱。
We know in today's fallen world, there could be confusion among some of the people.
这样的人他们很可怜，我们关心他们，我们爱他们。
We care about them and we love them.
我们绝不歧视他们。
We do not discriminate them.
但是今天政府所做的是在鼓励这样一种的错乱。
But today, our government is encouraging this kind of confusion.
甚至说这样是正常的，甚至在年轻的孩子、小孩子当中去鼓励孩子说，你发觉你自己真实的性别是什么？你是男孩吗？你不一定真的是男孩，在做这样的事情。
And today, they're encouraging among our little children to rediscover their own sexual identity and gender identity and to challenge them whether they're truly they're boys or girls.
同时我们也看到这样的极端的政策在不同的年龄层的人当中造成多大的伤害和混乱。
And we have seen this kind of policies have caused many injuries and confusions among different age groups.
许多的人在这样错误的道德伦理和政策的驱动之下，他们做了这个变性的手术，最后后悔，但是已经晚矣。
Well, many people who have, you know, been confused by this kind of policies may have performed surgery, but when they regret, there's no way to reverse that.
许多接受这样所谓变性治疗的人，他们陷入深深的抑郁，甚至绝望当中。
Well, many people who have undergone the transgender surgeries, they're hurting. There's no way for them to change that.
有的人甚至走上绝路自杀。
And some people may even commit suicide.
有的人去告政府啊，因为是你们在鼓励这样的政策。现在我变性，但是我后悔，我已经回不来了。
Some people have sued the government, saying that because their encouragement, they have performed the surgery, but now they cannot change it back.
对一切的政策，并不是去真正的关爱那些有性别错乱的人，而是去害他们，是害整个的社会。
This kind of policy is not really helping those people who may have gender confusions, but rather to really cause further harms to them.
而同时我们看到当今的政府就在复活节，他们办这个在白宫草坪上的这个捡彩蛋活动。
Well, we also see that in the White House when they have this Easter bunny hunt.
这是复活节，这是纪念救主复活的日子。
Well, this is the day we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord.
这样一个所谓讲visibility, 所谓讲可见日的这样一个政府，所谓讲包容 tolerant 政府，但是他们却宣布。
Well, this government is supposed to be talking about the tolerance and talking about the visibility, and but they also proclaim.
在参加这个彩蛋活动里面，你的这个彩蛋的装饰上面不能够有宗教的符号和意义出来。
That the decoration on this axe cannot have any religious meanings.
这个宗教义当然就指的是基督教，因为这是复活节。
Well, this of course is referring to the Christianity because this is Easter Sunday.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们绝不会天真，我们不能够再受骗。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot be confused or fooled by this.
这样所谓的这样一个可见日，实际上是让耶稣不被人看到，而去宣扬那些错乱的东西，去鼓励那些伤害人的事情。
The day of visibility is not visibility of our Lord, rather it's a visibility of all this confusion.
也有的人说，为什么我们基督教好像总是抓住这样一个同性恋的罪不放？
Well, some people say, you know, why do you Christians hold so firm against the homosexual behaviors?
有人说，我承认这个同性恋是罪，但是异性恋也有很多的罪啊。
Well, some people say, yeah, okay, homosexuality is sin, but there are many other sins associated with heterosexuality, right?
Heterosexuality sins, yeah. 这个有什么未婚同居。
For example, they may live together before marriage.
有婚外情、婚外恋。
They have extramarital affairs.
有嫖娼、嫖妓。
They maybe have prostitution.
有各种色情的这些的东西。
They're pornography.
都有很多异性恋里面的罪啊。
There are many sins in those sexual relationships.
那为什么基督徒单单只是盯着这些同性恋的罪不放？
Why do Christians hold so firm against the homosexuality?
甚至在假设，好像我们不断的提到同性恋的这个罪，就是我们狭隘，就是不去爱那些同性恋者。
But they claim that we're narrow-minded and we do not love those people with homosexuality.
这里面有很多似是而非的地方。
There's many untrue things.
以前。我自己个人在做文字服饰的时候，也写过文章专门来回答这个问题。
Well, I've written some articles about this.
那么今天我们要再一次说。
And today we're gonna say it again.
再说，首先一个，神爱世人，爱这世上的每一个人。
God loved the world. He loves everyone on this world.
耶稣基督钉十字架流宝血，为世界上每一个人流出，包括那些的同性恋者 LGBTQ 加。为爱他们，为他们流宝血。
When Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood, he shed his blood for everyone, including the LGBTQ communities as well.
我们仍然是爱那些的同性恋者，正像我们爱每一个罪人那样。
We still love the LGBT people, and just like we love everyone, every sinners on this world.
我虽然没有同性恋的问题，但我有其他的罪，我的罪和他们的罪是一样的。
Even though I may not have committed the sin of homosexuality, but I commit other things. I'm a sinner too.
但是同时我们也要讲。
At the same time,
我们在今天的这样一个社会当中，我们是斥责所有的罪，彰显神的公义。
In today's world, we need to decry all the sins in this world, and we need to hold firm our Lord's righteousness.
一切的在异性恋当中的罪，我们丝毫没有回避。
We do not avoid all the sins that people commit in their sexuality world.
我们斥责这个什么婚外情、婚外恋包二奶等等等等这些的异性恋当中的罪恶。
We decry all those extramarital sins as well.
但是这里有一个很重要的区别。
But this is a big difference here.
直到今天，在整个美国这个社会来说，也可以放眼世界的这样一个整体的普世的一个环境当中来讲。
But it's up to today and in the United States and also across the world.
这种异性恋当中的罪，基本上大部分的人还是相信认为这是一个罪。
Well, those sins are pretty much universally are recognized as sins.
我举一个大家都知道的例子，美国总统 Bill Clinton 当时他有这个婚外情，那大家都知道这是不对的，不好的。
Well, we all remember that President Bill Clinton had this extramarital affair, so we all know it was wrong.
克林顿总统他也是要去遮掩的，他不愿意让大家知道。
He was trying to disguise it and hide it, and he didn't want other people to know.
今天如果有人去看什么色情的东西，或者去妓院嫖娼，他是要偷偷摸摸的。
Today, when people are watching pornography or go to prostitute, then they will do it behind the scenes.
很少有人会说，除非是极其不正常的人，他会说我嫖娼，我骄傲。
Well, this is going to be very unusual for someone to proclaim that I'm proud that I actually go to prostitute.
在整个社会的这样一个道德价值的判断上面还没有出颠覆性的这个问题。
Well, in this kind of things that the whole society at least have not really turned upside down with those kind of criteria.
但是在同性恋的问题上面却不一样。
In the issue of homosexuality, this is very different.
现在在这方面的罪，他是说我有这样的情况，我是骄傲的，这是正常的，你不可以说我这是罪。
Now they proclaim that I'm proud of this and this is very normal.
然后不单是要让我们的基督徒闭口，不能够按照我们的良心和信仰讲出我们自己的价值和道德观念。
They want the Christians to shut their mouths and not to proclaim the value system from our Christianity belief.
甚至进一步的用政府的力量去反向给整个的社会洗脑，强迫基督徒要接受他们的判断。
And they will use the government actions to force everybody to accept their view.
说 LGBTQ 这些是很好的，我们要宣扬他们的美好，宣扬他们的成就。
Well, they were asking all of us to celebrate their achievements.
大家能够想象吗？一个政府，他用他自己的公权力去做出这样的宣告，说我们去接受那些随便嫖娼乱搞的人，他们也是为社会做出许许多成就。你不能够说他这个是错的，他这个是值得骄傲的，可能吗
？Can you imagine that our society were use the government public authority to say, well, it's okay, it's actually great that you commit those extramarital affairs and, or, you know, doing prostitution and everything.
这就是今天政府所做的事情，大家明白吧？
This is what this government is trying to do.
所以我们基督徒不能够再忍了。
We cannot tolerate this anymore.
我们要勇敢地站出来。
We need to stand up.
这是我们的信仰，这是我们的良心。
This is our belief, this is our,
Conscience.
Conscience.
你可以有你自己个人的判断。
You may have your own judgment.
甚至我们可以在信仰、在理念的层面、在意识形态层面去彼此的讨论交流。
我们可以 certainly discuss this.
但是政府不应该用他的公权力去公然的宣布介入这样的事情。
But the government should not use its public authority to interject itself into this.
强迫公民、强迫基督徒违背他们的信仰去接受这样错误的事情。
Force all the citizens, especially all the Christians, to abandon their beliefs to accept this.
而在复活节的这一天，公然的做这样的宣布，更是对我们的信仰极大的侮辱。
It's a humiliation, you know, just when they do this in on this holy day, the Easter Sunday.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们对变性的，对 LGBTQ, 对他们的关心关怀，是把耶稣基督的福音和在主耶稣基督十字架上带给人的盼望传给他们。
Brothers and sisters, when we really care about the transgender people and care about the LGBTQ communities by spreading God's gospel to them.
让他们知道在基督里面有救赎。
Let them know there's salvation in our Lord.
而不是政府所宣告的所谓这样的一种的可见日。
Not a visibility day in, proclaimed by our government.
去公然的抵挡神，亵渎神。
To resist our Lord. And to blaspheme, to commit a blasphemy against our Lord.
那今天我们就要一起来看看诗篇第二篇。
Today we'll look at Psalm 2 together.
诗篇第二篇呢，在圣经的诗篇当中有一个独特的地位。
Well, Psalm 2 has a unique place in the Bible.
我们知道诗篇150篇当中有一些叫做弥赛亚诗篇 Messianic Psalms。
Yeah, we know there's the Messianic Psalms in the Psalms.
我们也知道在诗篇150篇当中呢，有另外一些诗篇叫做王者诗篇 Royal Psalms.
Yeah, we also know there's some Psalms being called Royal Psalms.
什么叫弥赛亚诗篇呢？就这是这一篇诗写在旧约里面，但是对要来的弥赛亚发出来的预言。
Why are they being called Messianic Psalms? Because their prophecies, even if they were written in the Old Testament, but they were prophesizing about the coming of Messiah.
讲到我们对再来的基督受膏者的盼望。
They talk about the hope that our Messiah will be coming.
那么王者诗篇是什么意思？王者诗篇是以王权主题为焦点的。
They're also called Royal Psalms because they're focused on the theme of kingship.
当然在王权诗篇底下又可以再做出细分的一些不同的类别来，我们今天就不讲。
We're not going to touch on even further granularity among the royal songs.
那么诗篇第二篇呢，是弥赛亚诗篇的第一篇。
Psalm 2 is the first of the Messianic songs.
那同时它也是王者诗篇的第一篇。
It's also the first of the royal songs.
而且诗篇第二篇很特别，在新约圣经当中它多次被引用，等一下我们就会看到。
And Psalm 2 is also unique that they're being, it is being referenced many times in the New Testament.
诗篇第二篇的作者是谁呢？是大卫王。
Well, the author of the Psalm 2 is King David.
如果您仔细去看您的旧约圣经，在诗篇第二篇前面并没有注明作者，有的诗篇是注明作者的。
Well, if you look at your scripture or your Bible, some of them may not denote that it's who's the author.
那么我们怎么知道诗篇第二篇的作者是大卫呢？
How do we know that the author of Psalm 2 is King David?
实际上我们就是从新约当中对这个诗篇第二篇的引用，我们晓得作者是大卫。
We saw that from the reference in the New Testament about Psalm 2.
那么还有其他一些方面，我们对诗篇第二篇一个更深入的了解，也是通过新约当中对这篇诗的引用得来的，很特别。
We also gain further insights into Psalm 2 through the reference in the New Testament.
那我们看到早在3000年以前啊，这个大卫王就在圣灵的感动之下，向世上的君王发出了这样一个呼吁。
Well, we saw as early as 3,000 years ago, King David was inspired by the Holy Spirit and appealed to the King of the world.
这个呼吁很简单，就是醒悟吧，悔改，归向神吧。
He appealed to all of them, be wise, repent, and turn to God.
那诗篇第二篇呢，它的分段也很简单清晰，它一共有12节，我们刚才读了6节。
There are 12 verses in Psalm 2.
那每三节正好是一段。
Every three verses is one segment.
所以一共呢有四段。
There are four segments.
第一段就讲到世上的君王抵挡神。
The first is king of the world, kings of the world resist God.
第二段讲到神立君王在锡安。
The second segment talks about God set his king on Zion.
但是这一位君王我们知道是那一位万王之王万主之主。
We know he is the king of kings, the lord of lords.
那第三段就讲到基督的复活得胜利。
The third segment talks about Christ is risen and victory won.
最后一段是劝王醒悟来敬畏神。
The last segment is about king be wise and fear God.
那我们很快一段一段的我们来思想这一篇的诗。
Let's go through this segment by segment.
诗篇第二篇第一到第三节让我们看到一幅的图画是世上的君王都在那里抵挡真神。
So from verse 1 to verse 3, we see a picture being painted that all the kings of the world resist God.
外邦在争闹，万民在起来，这里用了一个词叫谋算虚妄的事。
He said, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing?
虽然他们有很多的计谋诡计，但是最终一定是成为虚空，是不能得逞的。
Even though they have many plots, but in the end, they'll be all in vain.
世上的君王他们起来臣宰商议，要抵挡谁呢？抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者。我们知道受膏者就是 Christ. Christ 意思就是受膏者，弥赛亚。
The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. We know the anointed is the Messiah and our Lord.
这是在整个诗篇当中第一次提到受膏者。
This is the first time, is being referred to the anointed.
然后这些世上的君王他们一起就说，说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。
They said, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us.
这里是抵挡那永生的三一真神。
Resisting the God Trinity.
他们说我们自己要做王。
They said we want to be the kings.
因为我们自己是王。
We are the kings.
我们可以为所欲为。
We can do whatever we want.
我们不要那个神去限制我们。
We do not want this Lord to govern us.
我们可以做任何我们想做的事情，犯任何我们想犯的罪。
We can do whatever we want and we commit whatever sins we want to commit.
我们可以设立我们想设立的任何的道德观念、价值标准。
We can set whatever moral standards or rules.
我们可以推翻我们想推翻的任何神所设定的公序良俗、天理人伦。
We can topple any rules and Lord, standards that set by our Lord.
今天世上的君王就是这样的骄傲。
Today's the kings of the world are also this pride.
就是直接在对永生的独一真神说：“我不要你。”
They said, "We do not need you for the Lord."
他们要抵挡神。
They resist the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们怎么去看在上执政掌权者去对待这些君王？实际上，圣经给我们一个非常整全的教导。
Brothers and sisters, how should we treat the kings of this world? The Bible has given us a very balanced view.
如果我们看罗马书第十三章第一到第三节
，If we look at Romans chapter 13, verse 1 to verse 3,
那这一段的经文，很多弟兄姊妹也都读过。
And many brothers and sisters have read these verses.
这里讲到在上有权柄的人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God.
所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves.
实际上就在刚过的这一个礼拜当中
Or just this past week.
当我们发起这样一个联署声明向白宫向总统的这样一个呼吁的时候
We're calling for the signature from everyone.
我们看到许许多多的弟兄姊妹啊，包括我们教会的许多的弟兄姊妹 都积极的签名来支持。
We see many brothers and sisters, including many brothers and sisters in this church that who have signed for the petition.
但是呢，也听到一点点的这个杂音。
But we also hear some noises.
那在有一个群里面，我就看到有一位就引用圣经。
We see that in one of the WeChat groups that they're referencing this verse.
他说我们要顺服在上执政掌权者。
He said we should subject to the governing authorities.
政府既然颁布这样政策，总统颁布这样的政策。
Well, if the government or the president have issued such a command,
那我们就要尊重顺服，不能够去抵挡。
We should subject ourselves to their authority. We should not resist them.
看似好像也有圣经根据，对不对啊？
Well, it looks like it actually have a biblical reference.
哎呀，你知道这一段的经文呢，有的人是很熟悉的呀。
You know, some of the brothers and sisters are very familiar with these verses.
而且他们很会去 quote Bible, 就常常 quote 这一段的 Bible.
Well, they many times quote this passage.
你知道国内家庭教会的弟兄姊妹当被抓进去被审问的时候。
You see the home churches in China, the one they were arrested.
审问他们的公安、国安、国保这些的啊，这个 police force 这些的。
When there were questions about the police force.
啊，那你知道这些的这个警察人员呢，实际上他们也懂圣经的。
Those police also know the Bible.
哎，啊，他们也穿上便衣到教会里面礼拜天去聚会的。
They also disguise themselves and go to church and to supposedly worship our Lord.
啊，他们也要参加查经班的呀。
Well, they also attend the biblical class.
顺便我说一句，我是亲耳听国内的这个教会弟兄姊妹讲啊。
Well, I also heard from a brother and sister from our inland China churches.
如果有一天我们国内的信仰真的是公开了，像宪法所讲的，真的有信仰自由的那一天啊。
They said if we truly have religious freedom.
在有一群人当中，他们的信主比例一下子会非常的高。
There is one group that will have very high rate of conversion.
啊，是什么呢？就是公安部、反渗透局、基督教处里面的那些公安。
There's the police force at various levels in the Chinese government.
因为他很多人都常常去教会，常常听福音。
Because they go to church very often, they listen to the gospel many times.
啊，这个是有证据的，因为有些人已经在偷偷做地下基督徒了，虽然他们在做这些逼迫基督教的事情。
And we know there are many evidence that some of them already converted into Christian. They just disguise themselves, not disclosing that.
好，我今天要跟大家分享的是，当我们的弟兄姊妹在这个派出所里面被审判的时候，这些审判他们的人就引用圣经了。
One, our brother and sister were questioned in the police office about their beliefs.
就引用这一段的话呀。
They will reference, the police force will reference this biblical passage.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们圣经可一定要熟啊。
Our brothers and sisters, we need to be very familiar with our biblical scriptures.
这个地方说，掌权的，你要顺服他，你抗拒掌权的，就是抗拒神的命啊。那你们，所以为什么你们违背政府的这个宗教条例啊？
Well, they're asking, okay, well, you should subject yourself to the governing authorities, and if you resist the authority, then you're resisting the ordinance of God.
那我们圣经可一定要熟哎。
Well, we need to be very familiar with the scripture.
你看主耶稣在旷野当中被撒旦魔鬼试探，那撒旦魔鬼是要引用圣经去试探耶稣的。
We know our Jesus Lord when he was tempted by the Satan in the wilderness and the evil one was also quoting the biblical scriptures.
那耶稣也是引用圣经去回答他。
Well, Jesus also respond with the scripture.
对，所以那些逼迫我们的人，他们是常常用圣经的。
The people who persecute us would use Bible.
你知道有一次有弟兄姊妹被抓，然后呢，他们就让这个弟兄姊妹要交代啊，你来你们这里讲道的都有谁啊？这个在你们这里聚会都是什么样的背景？那弟兄姊妹说，我不要做犹大。
So when they were questioned, our brothers and sisters, they will ask them, say, who come to your church to preach, or who are some of the leaders? And our brothers and sisters would respond to say, well, I would not want to become Judas.
审问他的警察一看就是在教会里面卧底很久的。
Well, the police who's questioning them apparently has been in church for many times.
警察脱口而出，你不做犹大，你可以做一次彼得呀。
He said, well, you don't need to be Judas, you can be Peter for once.
所以我们的圣经的根基一定要牢，弟兄姊妹。
So we need to have our firm foundation in our scriptures, in our Lord's words.
我这里讲我们尊重掌权者，是指的他们应该是维持这个社会的一个正常的秩序。
Yeah, when we say saying we're subjecting to the governing authority, because we, those authorities are trying to govern to maintain the order of the society.
不管是一个什么样的政府，绝大部分的政府他们是打击违法犯罪，这个坑蒙拐骗、杀人放火，对不对？
At least most of the governments are trying to protect their citizens by, resisting those criminal activities.
如果你开车闯了红灯，不管是什么样的政府，他要给你开 ticket， 对不对？
If you run the red light, pretty much every government will give you a ticket.
政府要收税，用这个税收去做公共的事业，对不对？
The government will collect tax and they will use this for public affairs.
等等这些，我们都应该尊重顺服掌权者。
For all of that, we need to subject ourselves to the governing authorities.
甚至我们还要再进一步的说。
Furthermore,
弟兄姊妹们，我们对掌权者要非常的尊重尊敬。
We should respect the governing authorities.
拜登总统。
President Biden.
大家注意，每次我讲到的时候，我就说总统。
Note that I still call him president.
虽然我在我自己个人的看法当中，我认为拜登总统他是美国历届总统当中合法性比较低的这样的一个总统。
Even though in my own personal view that I may view the legitimacy of President Biden is the lowest in the history of the United States.
但是我也知道在这里有争议，有的人是这样看，有的人是那样看。
I know there's controversies around this.
但是无论如何，现在他确实是坐在白宫的位置上面，他是美国当今的领导人，我们绝对是应该尊重他。
But we know that he is the leader of the United States and we should respect him.
他是美国的三军统帅 Commander in Chief.
He is the Commander in Chief.
我们应该多多的为他祷告，
We should pray for him.
顺服他的一切没有违背圣经旨意的命令。
Submit to his commands that is not violating our Lord's command.
我们也不要像社会上的一些人，甚至我要说，包括有一些的基督徒。
We should not be like the others in the society, even including some of the Christians.
非常的极端，对掌权者非常的不敬。
While they went to another extreme, they were very disrespectful for the governing authorities.
不单不把拜登当总统，而且给人家起外号。
Well, they do not even call Biden the president, but rather they will give him other nicknames.
甚至口出不敬，甚至这种谩骂之言。
While they were being disrespectful, they actually deride him.
我们要有一个敬畏的心。
We should have a respectful heart.
拜登总统他的权柄也是出于神的。
The governing authority of President Biden also comes from God.
那我们要对这样的权柄有一种的尊敬和顺服。
We should show respect and subject to the governing authorities.
但是同时我们要清清楚楚的以圣经的真理来整全的去回答。
But at the same time, we should always respond with the whole truth from our Bible.
若是掌权者他的政策他的命令他的吩咐是违背圣经真理的。
If the governing authority's command is really against the teaching from our Bible, from our Lord's words,
那我们的立场是非常的清楚。
We should also have a firm stand.
在使徒行传第四章我们就看到。
In Acts chapter 4, we'll see that.
当时公会里面的这些的官员就对彼得约翰对使徒说，你不可以去传讲耶稣，不可以去传讲这个复活的基督。
The Jewish assembly told Peter and John to say, you should not preach about Jesus. You should not talk about his resurrections.
那这时候使徒们就没有说，哦，你是在上有权柄的，我要顺服你。
Well, now the apostles didn't say, well, because you are governing authorities, now I subject myself to you.
你不让我去传讲复活的基督，我就不讲了。
If you didn't let me to preach about the resurrection of our Lord, then I wouldn't preach them.
No.
听从你们不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理，你们自己酌量吧。 Yeah, they said, well, if I listen to you instead of our Lord, is that reasonable? You should,
如果你去看第五章，那里更直接讲，顺从神，不顺从人，是应当的。
Well, they also said, well, we should follow our Lord instead of follow any person.
In chapter 5.
In chapter 5.
那在第20节是彼得约翰就明讲我们所看见所听见的不能不说。
He said in verse 20, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.
今天我们基督徒已经到了不能不说的这样的一个地步了。
But today, our Christians also reach a stage where we have to say what we have seen and we have heard.
我们不能不传扬主的福音。
We have to spread our gospel.
不能不传扬基督的恩典和爱。
We need to preach about his love and his justice.
也不能不传扬神的公义和圣洁，神对罪恶的审判。
His justice and righteousness.
我们更不能够不讲出来，今天我们的信仰和良心已经在不断的被侵犯。实际上今天不是我们去歧视某些的人，而是我们基督的信仰被歧视。
Well, we've been, both our beliefs and conscience have been violated many times. Today's world is not the Christians discriminate other people, rather is other, this whole society is discriminate against the Christianity.
那下面我请大家继续来看这段经文，23节，二人即被释放，就到会友那里去，跟大家讲了，然后他们都听见了，就同心合意的高声向神来说，有一个祷告。
But, and being let go, they went to their own companions. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord. So they had a prayer.
在这样的一个众人的祷告当中，他们引用圣经了。
Well, they referenced our scripture.
那在他们这个引用圣经当中，我们知道诗篇第二篇是大卫写的。
Well, from this reference that we know, the author of Psalm 2 is King David.
托你仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说外邦为什么争闹万民为什么谋算虚妄的事世上的君王一起起来臣宰也聚集要抵挡主并主的受膏者。
Lord, who by the mouth of your servant David have said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ.
他们所引用的就是刚刚我们读过的经文诗篇第二篇。
And they're referencing Psalm 2, the verses we just read.
当政府颁布那些不合神旨意的政策和命令的时候，我们就可以来引用这样的经文来明明的对他们说 No.
When the government issued decrees that violating our biblical principles and our Lord's teachings that we should have a firm answer back to them, No.
第二点我们看第四到第六节神立他的君王在锡安。
The second segment we see is from verse 4 through 6, that we see God set his kings on Zion.
世上的权力这世界的王撒旦。
Well, the king of this world is Satan.
他的计谋是抵挡神他的计谋更是抵挡基督。
His pride, his,plot is to resist God and resist our Lord.
因为耶稣基督来到世上为罪人流血舍身死里复活要宣败撒旦的失败。
Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood, and to conquer the death and to win over death by,
Okay. 我们也知道为什么今天这个世俗的力量是这样的害怕这样的要去污秽亵渎复活节。
Now we know in today's world why people are plotting against Easter Sunday.
但是他们的计谋是虚空的是虚妄的。
But their plots are in vain.
我们的主在天上发笑。
Our Lord, in the heavens shall laugh.
也在怒中责备他们。
Behold them in derision.
说我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上了基督已经做王了。
Yet I have set my kings on my holy hill Zion. Jesus has become, is the king.
基督被举起来必要吸引万人来归向他今天我们看到了。
Jesus will attract many people towards him. We have seen that.
神的应许从来不落空。
Our Lord's promise will never fall wayside.
神的命令一定会成就。
His command will fulfill.
以赛亚书五十五章第十一节，我口所说的话必如此，绝不突然返回。
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11, so shall my word that goes forth from my mouth, it shall now return to me void.
我们继续来看，基督的复活得了胜利。
Now we see Christ is risen and victory won.
复活节是这样的重要，这样的美好，实际上在旧约圣经当中就已经预言基督的复活。
We know that Easter Sunday is such a holy day, and even in the Old Testament, they already prophesied about the resurrection of our Lord.
诗篇二第二篇第七节，受膏者说：“我要传圣旨。”耶和华曾对我说：“你是我的儿子，我今日生你。”
Verse 7 told us, "I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you.'"
关于这一节的经文的解释有几个不同的方面，几种不同的解释。
There are several different interpretations of this verse.
若是我们单单只看旧约当中的经文，我们还不是完全的很清楚、很了解、很确定能说这是指向基督的复活。
We only just see this verse in the Old Testament that we may not be so clear about this is pointing to the resurrection of our Christ.
但是第七节在使徒行传十三章的三十三节又被引用。
This verse is also referenced in Acts chapter 13.Verse 33.
我们就很清楚，百分之百的 crystal clear. We know what's the meaning of this verse.
Now we truly know what's the meaning of this verse.
啊，神已经向我们这做儿女的应验，叫耶稣复活了。
God has fulfilled this for us, their children, in that He has raised up Jesus.
正如诗篇第二篇上记着说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
As it is also written in the second Psalm.You are my son. Today I have begotten you.
所以哥罗西说他是在死里面首先复生的。
So he is the first to rise from death.
让我们所有这些靠着耶稣基督进到神里面的都有永生的盼望。
So all of us who come to the Lord will have that eternal hope.
这是极大的胜利。
This is such a victory.
宣告撒旦魔鬼的失败。
Declare that the defeat of the Satan.
好，最后我们看最后一段第十节到第十二节，劝王醒悟敬畏神。
The last segment, kings be wise and fear God.
啊，这个地方的这个醒悟呢，中文翻译成是醒悟，英文翻译是 be wise. 你们要有智慧。
Well, in the Chinese is saying to wake up, but in the English translation, we talk about be wise.
今天如果你做到总统，做到君王，做到首相。主席总理这样的位置上应该都是人中豪杰，对不对？
Today if you become president, the chairman, the head of the state, and then you are the one of the best in your, among your people.
但是并不总是这样子啊。
But it's not always true.
有些的这个领导人他们实在是糊涂啊。
Well, there are many rulers that who are not very clear, not very wise.
对不起，大家不要多想啊！我不是说现在总统有什么。
Okay, do not think too much about. Do not make reference to today's United States.
我更是说，他们在他们一个基本的判断上面实在是糊涂。
I said they're not wise in many of those basic judgments.
他们因着他们自己里面的骄傲、为所欲为而糊涂。
Well, they're not wise because their pride and their.You know, they're waiting this time to do whatever they want.
他们的眼睛被蒙蔽了，心灵的眼睛被蒙蔽了。
Their eyes were covered.
所以在这里大卫王他自己是做王的，他在这里发出一个极其清醒的呼吁。
David, who is king himself, he's calling out to all the kings of the world.
说掌权者啊，不要再糊涂了。
Now therefore be wise, O kings.
你们世上的审判官该受管教。
Be instructed, you judges of the earth.
他们掌权的总是在这里去判断别人，有一天有人要去审判他们的。
Well, the governing officials may be judging peoples right now, but one day they will be judged.
所以我们到神面前应该是有什么样的态度呢？十一节讲得非常的好，当存畏惧，侍奉耶和华。
What should be our attitude when we come in front of the Lord?
又当存战惊而快乐。
Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling.
就一个人战惊怎么可能快乐呢？
How could anyone rejoice with trembling?
我们都觉得畏惧好像是一种不好的情绪啊。
We think fear is a negative feeling.
就在最近有和弟兄姊妹上课的时候讲到，有人就说好像总觉得这个一怕就不好啊，他说这个孩子不要怕爸爸妈妈，他说我也不怕神。
In one of my classes recently, actually, one of the brother shared that, one of the brother or sister shared that fear is not good, so I don't want my children to fear of me, and also I'm not fear of the Lord.
那然后呢，我就在微信当中和我们的这个弟兄姊妹同工就给他有一些的分享，让他能够明白。
So I have some exchanges using WeChat.
圣经讲，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端哦。
Well, fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom.
啊，我是的，我们怎么样 be wise， 怎么样醒悟 wise 啊？哎，这个你要 fear God， 这个是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom.
甚至最近我们还跟我跟师母跟另外一对夫妻在给他们做辅导的时候讲到，我说我们在子女的管教上面，但是一方面一定要给孩子非常非常多的爱。
Well, while me and my wife doing counseling for another couple.For telling them, yes, absolutely, we want to show our love to our children.
让他感受到关怀，让他感受到接纳，让他有一种完全的安全感，这些都是非常重要的。
Let the children be surrounded by love, but have that, the safety.
但是同时，小孩子他里面一定也要有怕。
At the same time, they also should have fear.
如果一个孩子小的时候没有怕，
If a child does not have fear when he's little,
这个孩子长大了就很可怕。
Will be very dangerous when they grow up.
你说是不是这样子？
Do you think so?
因为他没有 fear， 他无所畏惧，他想做什么做什么，无法无天呢。
If they don't have fear, they could become unruly.
那我们说的这样一种的敬畏，绝不是那种 terror 恐怖分子那个恐怖。
When we talk about fear, this is not the fear kind of caused by the terrorism.
如果对神的那种看法是一种恐怖，像伊斯兰教那样子的。
Well, if our fear towards our Lord is like the fear towards the Islamic terrorists,
甚至人不敢去亲近神。
So we do not even want to get closer to our Lord.
这是完全错误的。
That is very wrong.
我们对神的敬畏，结果是让我们更加的愿意来到神的怀抱里面。
But our fear towards the Lord that has led us to get closer to our Lord.
更全然的倚靠他。
To let us lean on Lord fully.
这就叫做存战兢而快乐。
That means rejoice with trembling.
当以嘴亲子，这里是一个预言，讲的是耶稣基督啊，圣子。
Kiss the Son. This is a prophecy for our Lord.
恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡。
Lest he be angry and you perish in the way.
因为他的怒气快要发作。
When his wrath is kindled.
凡投靠他的都是有福的。
Blessed are those who put their trust in him.
神向我所怀的意念是赐福的意念。
The Lord has given us the will to give us that blessing.
是赐平安的意念。
To give us peace.
是满怀着恩典、慈爱、怜悯的。
Full of grace and love and forgiveness.
但是我们真的对他要有一颗敬畏之心。
We should have a serve Lord with fear.
这是真正的智慧。
This is the true wisdom.
愿世人、愿君王能够醒悟。
Let everyone, let all kings be wise.
我们已经把大家的呼吁送到白宫，请大家迫切地为拜登总统来祷告，好吗？
Let all of us pray for President Biden.
我们低头。
So, bow our heads.
万王之王，万主之主，怀着敬畏的心，我们来到您的面前。
King of kings, the Lord of lords, we come in front of you with fear.
主要我们知道世界上任何一个人都不是我们的仇敌。
We know...There's no one in this world is truly our enemy.
都是主耶稣基督你所爱的。
Every one of them is being loved by our Jesus Christ.
你为世上每一个人钉十架流宝血死里复活。
You died on the cross and shed your blood for everyone on this earth.
主啊，我们也尊重顺服那执政掌权者。
And we submit ourselves to the governing authorities.
我们实在是为拜登总统祝福祷告。
We will pray and ask for your blessing for President Biden.
愿他能够听到民众的呼声。
We hope he hear the voice from the Christians.
让他也知道他做了干犯神圣洁的事情。
Let him to realize that he did something to violate our Lord's.
让他能够真正的认罪悔改。
Let him repent.
他自称是基督，他自称是天主徒。
He said he's a Catholic.
他让他也能够听到在天主教当中天大主教对他的斥责。
We ask you to help him to listen to the calling from the bishop.
我们求主保守怜悯这个国家。
We ask you to help this country.
已经堕落的太远太深了。
We're falling further away from your grace.
让这个国家能够回转归向神。
We ask you to help this country to come back to you.
让这个国家能够继续的蒙神赐福。
We ask you to continue to bless this country.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.